Welcome to episode 582 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies, to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander Travel advisors, Elizabeth, Sandy, and Donna. Today we're taking you behind the scenes of an Azamar Quest cruise that was both a celebration and a learning adventure for Elizabeth. We'll walk you through each port, the unique touches that make Azamar stand out, and what it's like to be recognized among the top advisors in our host agency's network. Whether you're curious about boutique cruising, Caribbean destinations, or what really happens on an incentive trip, you'll get the inside scoop right here. So let's get started. Yay. So this wasn't a regular trip. This was a special trip.
Yes. Well, all of my trips are special trips, right?
Well.
Well, we weren't invited on this trip, so.
Yeah, no.
So it was extra special.
Yeah. In some ways, I wasn't invited either. I started as a guest and then I got invited at the last minute own merit. So that actually, and I don't even know if you guys know that, but it was
I did not know that.
No. Yeah. So, I like to mention that it was an incentive trip because I didn't pay for it. So whenever we do something on the podcast that we didn't pay for, we want to be honest with you and say, you know, this was given to us. But it was not given to me with the idea that I would podcast about it. It was given to me as a sales reward for, you know, outstanding selling. And most industries have incentive trips like this. In fact, we plan some of those trips for some companies. So it's a great way to celebrate, bring your team together and recognize them for the hard work that they've done. And in this case, it's our host agency that sponsors it, which is why not everyone with Outlander Travel gets to go, even though we are all awesome. Everyone is awesome. We do earn many awards throughout the, you know, each and every one of us earn awards. So, this is just that sort of, there's a threshold of how many people they can take. And so we were actually on a regular sailing of the Azamara Quest. So they didn't charter the ship or anything, which sometimes, you know, will happen with a smaller ship. But there were people who were there on their vacation, as well as our group of, I feel like it was about 100 or so people, a little over 100 maybe total.
So you didn't have the whole ship.
No, we did not have the whole ship. So we had to interact and be polite and all of that. But we did have a few private events. And that's sort of nice. There were a couple cocktail parties, but they did something this year that they've never done on one of these before. And I hope they do it again. We played bingo to benefit the Family Bonds Foundation. Oh, and we raised like, I think it was $23,000 for the foundation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. People like to play some bingo. So, that was really fun because it was just our group. And so it was a great opportunity to play bingo, like you enjoy doing on a cruise anyway, but all the money went to charity. And then a lot of our supplier partners donated prizes. So there were, you know, everything from gift cards and gift bags to, you know, Delta Airlines flights, things like that. So, and I won
anything?
Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, Elizabeth.
Not a thing.
Jeez. Yeah. You're supposed to represent Outlander and win the prizes.
Jeez. And then take us on.
I represented
stuffy.
Up losing. So, yeah. It was super fun. So, and we also had a trivia game that was just our group as well. So that was fun and very competitive.
Oh, that's cool. I bet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was the theme?
Fun.
Music.
Nice.
Music. It was 80s music, I think. 80s.
Oh.
Yeah. Although it was not only, first of all, there was no Duran Duran represented. So
then that's not 80s music.
And then there were a couple of songs, like one was from the 70s and one was from the 90s. And I feel like he just put in some of his favorite songs. So yeah. But anyway, it was fine. It was fine.
Oh, well. But did you have fun?
I did. So much fun.
Well, that's all that matters.
So much fun. Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about this. So you're on Azamar, which is a boutique style ship. So tell us a little bit about maybe like what kind of cabin you're
in.
So
Azamara, I think I love Azamara, but it is not for everyone. There's a few things to know about it. First of all, if it the ships are older. They've been refurbished. They're in good shape, but they were definitely designed at a different time. And so one of the biggest things that people complain about is that the bathrooms are very, very small. So the ship itself holds about 700 guests, a little less than 700 guests. And it's almost a 2-to-1 ratio crew, you know, two crew for every one, or excuse me, one crew for every two passengers. Sorry, math is
wow. Wrong.
Yeah. That's impressive. It's very much about personalized service. It sort of has that, you know, luxury touch where, you know, people are going to know your name from the minute you order your first drink. When you go back, they will probably know, you know, that you always order this thing in this way. So it kind of, it's a club like atmosphere. And in fact, it's sort of, I almost call it a country club kind of atmosphere, because even the ship itself has that sort of country club feel. You know, it's not overly decorated, but it's definitely it's decorated like some sort, like a country club, really, in many ways. Gotcha. And it's appropriate because one of their big partnerships is with Perry Golf, and they do a lot of golf cruises where they handle your clubs for you, get you to and from the courses, arrange all of the tee times. And you just get to sail from golf course to golf course, basically. And actually, this cruise that we were on had a Perry Golf group on it. So so we got to really hear a little bit about how that works, like day to day, like how that actually in real life, not just in a sales brochure. And people love it. I mean, you know, you get couples who both golf, and then you get couples where one golfs and the other one is not interested in golf at all. And they can go on this trip and really enjoy themselves. And you can tell that there were several groups of people who do this again and again in different locations around the world, where they sail with their friends, and the ones who golf go golfing, and the ones who don't golf go do other cruise related activities, beaches or shopping or, you know, sightseeing, whatever they want to do. So
that's really cool. My oldest and his fiance are both golfers. So that
they
are not in that age bracket yet, but
it's for any age, but it does tend to skew a bit older. A lot of their sailings are longer, and they are a little bit more expensive than a mass market cruise. I will say that it's a good transition to go from, if you've been doing sort of premium or upper mass market, it's not as expensive as some luxury cruise lines, but it has a lot of the same qualities as a lot of the luxury lines. The main thing,
so it's a step up, not a leap.
Yes, exactly. And it's a financially doable for people who are ready to take that next step. But yes, you won't see too many 20-year-olds on board unless they are with their families.
I don't think that they're quite, I don't think they're quite Osmar budget quite yet, a little later in life, but maybe not at 24 years old. So
yeah,
but that's okay. But that is cool though. I didn't know they did that actually. So that's cool.
And they've taken out, they had these like mini casinos on all their ships, and they've removed them all and made that space more public space. And I think it's great. I mean, yeah, you don't miss it at all. It was really only like a few slot machines and a table, you know, before, and over time they got rid of all of them. And I think it was a very smart move because the ship isn't huge anyway. And so to have that space sort of taken up with these machines, or it just, you know, it just wasn't really, the crowd didn't necessarily need it. And I'm sure there are people who sailed on Azamara who miss it, but you know, there was nobody on our ship going, gosh, I really wish there was a slot machine I could throw my money into here. So.
That is interesting. I didn't realize that they don't have casinos on board, but that's good to know.
Cool. So the big thing to know is that bathroom size. And I can't stress it enough, because if I don't stress it, you will get on board and be like, what is up with this bathroom? And like, I will even say that the showers have shower curtains, So it, not glass doors, not it's. And so it is awkward. They have improved the shower curtains, so in general, they don't like stick to you while you're trying to take a shower the way, you know, they're like a nice heavy bamboo. But it isn't, you know, that's probably the one thing that when you're in there, you're like, okay, this isn't luxury. This doesn't speak luxury to me. That the shower is often very, very small. It's tall enough, but it's just small. You know, it's just very small. And okay. So those are, Yeah, and to be clear, they call those club staterooms, but they're not, their club level is club continent. So club is the entry level, and all of those, whether it's interior, ocean view, or balcony, they all have those small bathrooms with the shower curtains. Once you move up to club continent suites, they become a little bit more in the size that you might be used to on some of your newer mass market ships, and the bathrooms actually have like real shower doors and things. So they've upfitted those, but the bathrooms are so small that it would be very difficult to put a door in. I mean, I don't even know if they physically could put in doors.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness. Now I'm bummed that I didn't get to go and do my Azamar ship inspection. They canceled the port I was going to go to because of storms.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to go on board and check it out.
Well, I highly recommend, you know, we're doing a Japan group on Azamar in 2027. So, yep, just took out the space. So we'll be putting that up on the website soon. Yep.
Where did you go on this cruise?
So this was the Caribbean. It started in Barbados and it ended in San Juan. And this is, you know, normally I would not necessarily do Azamara in the Caribbean. Obviously, I didn't have any say in the itinerary. But I will say that if you go to the Caribbean a lot, and especially on cruises, you've gone to the same places over and over again. Mm-hmm. And so this actually hit some of the rarer spots. And there were four places that I had not been. So we started in Barbados, which is where I've been there before. We went to St. Lucia, which I'd never been to before. And what's really great about the St. Lucia stop is it is in the north. So you don't have that long, you know, if you fly into St. Lucia, you have that long transfer up to mm-hmm. where all of the interesting sites are and the beaches. So we did St. Lucia, and then we went to Dominica, which I always thought was Dominica, but it's Dominica. Mm-hmm. Learned that. And we actually did a float, floating down a river, like rafting,
nice.
Yeah. But on floats. And two dogs went with us. Like the guides had,
had fun.
And they swam along and they would get up on your lap in the tube. And it was like the best.
Oh my.
The whole thing was
that
great.
Is so
anyway,
cool.
They're so cool. I actually have pictures. I can
share.
Oh,
I love that.
And so awesome. Then we went to St. Kitts and Nevis, and we literally went to St. Kitts and then the next day to Nevis. So that's nice. Another thing is often if you stop in St. Kitts, if you want to go over to Nevis, you have to ferry over there and, you know, hope mm-hmm. that you get back in time.
So I'm actually going to be on at St. Kitts on my next cruise. So did you do anything cool? Anything I need to check out?
So, oh gosh, now I have to remember what we did in each. So St. Kitts, I don't remember what we did.
Did it involve dogs?
No, we were supposed to do a UTV, but the conditions were too bad. They had a lot of rain, and so the trail was just really muddy. So they canceled. And so we actually just sort of puttered around. I actually worked. And Leah, who has been on our podcast before, she actually went in town and shopped and, you know, bought her magnet and her Christmas ornament, you know, the things that she always has to get.
Yeah.
So, but there was a Hamilton tour that I really kind of wanted to do, but Leah was like, no, I don't want to do it. There's an Alexander Hamilton Museum there as well. And so the tour actually goes to some of the sites relevant to his life and ends at the museum.
And St. Kitts or Nevis?
No, in Nevis.
Okay, yeah.
He was from Nevis, yeah. So,
right.
I would have done that with you.
Yeah, I know you would have. She was just like hard pass. And so maybe next time, because it's taken me until I was 54 years old to get to Nevis. So I'm sure I'll get to go again.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Yes. And then, so I had not been to either of those islands, counts as one country. And then we went to Tortola. And actually, I was going to do the Virgin Gorda baths, but a lot of people from our host agency were doing the catamaran over to Joost Van Dyke. Uh-huh. And so we did that instead. And it was so delightful. It was just lovely. So we got to see Necker Island from a distance. That's Branson's Island.
Yeah. I'll say you'll have another opportunity to go to the baths.
I know. Well, I will say I had so much fun that I might just go back to Joost Van Dyke again. It was really fun. And there were baby goats. Got to pet baby goats. So actually, I don't think they were baby goats. I think they were like pygmy goats, little tiny goats. So that was really nice. And then that's actually where the bar, the Soggy Dollar Bar is, which is where the painkiller drink was invented.
I saw some photos.
Yes. Yeah. So, and it is like all these yachts are just parked out. I mean, it is like it's just another lifestyle. So I haven't decided if when we go back to Tortola on the Virgin cruise, if I'm going to do the baths or not. But yeah, so Anna is lobbying for the baths. And then we went to St. Martin, and which I had been to before, and then we disembarked in San Juan. So
nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a really nice itinerary.
No sea days. Because again, this is a small ship. You don't necessarily need to hang out on this, you know, there's no water slides or rock walls. And again, those things are great, but that's, you know, this cruise is much, Azamara in general, their whole thing is destination and destination intensive. So we're in port a lot and we're in port for a long time.
Nice.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yep.
Are those the only excursions you did? Did you do anything else? Did you do anything in St. Martin or?
So in St. Martin, we did a what I thought was going to be a tour to take us to the French side. And it was a wine and cheese tour. And so I thought it was going to be all on the French side. We did go over to the French side and we had free time. So we did a little bit of shopping and we went to a French bakery, which was delicious. And then we came back and the wine and cheese was actually on the Dutch side. It was Dutch cheese. So I bought a lot of Gouda, or as they say in the Netherlands.
Gouda.
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 I love Gouda. Dutch cheese though. Now I'm excited.
And actually the cheese shop is not far from the port. So,
We're there in February, right? Isn't that one of our stops?
I think so.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. We're going again in December, so I'm going to be all cheesed up.
Yeah, so, you are. Well, I'll get my cheese in February. I'm excited. Ooh, love cheese.
Looking forward to that. Yeah.
Yes.
The excursions were pretty varied with lots of the UTVs we booked separately. It was through a third party. I do think the St. Martin tour was through Azamara. The catamaran to Joost van Dijk was through Azamara. So we did a little mix and match. But honestly, the dogs were like the most amazing. That Dominica, I would have done that river without the dogs, and I would have done it again without the dogs. But it's better with dogs. For sure.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
What kind of dogs were they?
Yes, they were mutt dogs. Yeah,
they were mutt dogs.
Yeah, the best kind. So they were swimming dogs.
I love it.
So they were great.
They were living their best life. Dogs.
Really.
And they were so ready. It was like once because we got there, we're like, oh, there's dogs here, and then the dogs followed us down to the river, and we're like, oh my gosh, are the dogs coming? And they went out in the river and started swimming. It was fantastic. So.
Gosh, I love that.
So but fun. As far as the ship goes, I will say if you are going to consider Azamara, but you're worried about those shower curtains, upgrading to the Club Continent suites. The first Azamara cruise I did, I had a Club Continent suite, and it's lovely. And you actually do have sort of a butler. It's not like a full-time 24-hour butler, but you do have an upgraded cabin steward, although our cabin steward was fantastic. And then you get complimentary specialty dining, free Wi-Fi and a stocked mini bar with that. So it's, and then you get one laundry service for every 7 nights that you're on the ship. So one bag of laundry. So it's definitely worth it for that upgrade. And then you have that full size bath. So don't think that don't write off Azamara just because you don't like the idea of the small bathroom and the shower curtain. The Club Continent suites, they are more expensive, but it's not like a huge, huge jump. You're getting more for your money for sure. So
good. Do they have drink packages? Did you guys do?
Yes. So drinks are included, but they have 3 levels of drink packages. The drinks that are included, it's like at least one of every kind of liquor, but I'm a bourbon drinker, as you know, bourbon and whiskey. And the one bourbon on the regular standard thing was Jim Beam. And I am too old to drink Jim Beam every night, like standard Jim Beam. Jim Beam has some really nice stuff. So don't call me from Jim Beam and tell, you know, definitely some nice stuff, but this is their baseline, you know. Mm-hmm. If you wanted Woodford, you had to go to the next plan up. And if you wanted like Angel's Envy, you had to go to the next one up. So I actually upgraded and it's not a whole, I mean, I think my upgrade was $300 for the week. That, to me, that's worth it. I will say you also can order drinks and pay the difference. So that might have been more economical. I paid for convenience in this case, but I think, you know, possibly when we go to Japan, I will probably not upgrade and just pay by the drink for the upgrades, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the, like, did they have like Truly or White Claw?
They did.
Nobody drinks those except for you, Sandy.
I know.
But that's not true.
But I do look for them so that I can tease Sandy about it. Yeah, they did have, and their wines were okay. Their, you know, the house wines were not horrible. So, I, you know, overall, that's, I felt like
my jam.
It was good. I mean, you know, it was good. Yeah. Cool. So, and then specialty dining, there's only two. So there's the main dining room and then there's, Aqualina. I always want to say Aquafina. Aqualina, which is the Italian, and then Prime C, which is the steakhouse. And then there's also chef's table. And so the chef's table is included in the specialty dining. So again, when we were in the Club Continent suite, we went to the chef's table three times because it was different food each, you know, each time. They, one night was a French theme, one night was an Italian theme, one night was an Arabic Middle Eastern theme. And so we just went to that three times. The dining room was fine. No complaints about it. Best escargot I have ever had.
Wow.
And
okay.
That includes when I've been to France. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just loved the way it was prepared. And I wasn't the only one. People raved about it. So if you go, get the escargot. That rhymes.
So, I'll take your word for it.
Yes. I'll try it. I would try that. Nice.
Okay.
Cool.
Yep.
So did you do any of the specialty dining or did you just do the main dining?
I did Prime C. I actually did Prime C multiple times. We were invited by, people to join them. So, I think I went four times to Prime C out of seven. I did not get invited to Aqualina. I did discover, and this is probably not something Azamara wants me saying on the podcast, but if you're in Prime C, you can ask to see the Aqualina menu. And if you're in Aqualina, you can ask to see the Prime C menu. So on day four of eating at Prime C, I was like, so I've had a lot of red meat this week.
Looking for something.
So can I see the menu over it at Aqualina? So they will do that for you. They're right next door to each other. So, and I think they share a kitchen. So I don't think it's that difficult for them to do. It throws off their numbers a little bit because obviously they weren't expecting it, but I was not the only person to do that. I heard somebody else did it and I was like, ooh, excellent. When I go again, I will. Those were good as well. My experience at Prime C was great. The food that I had from Aqualina was also great. I ended up only getting an appetizer from Aqualina because I kind of felt bad. And I didn't want to eat the pasta bolognese that everybody said was outstanding in front of everybody who was, not Aqualina. So,
that was a wasted opportunity.
I know. It's okay.
Did you have an Ozamazing evening?
We did. Every sailing has an Ozamazing evening. Some of them, I think if it's 7 nights or fewer on the cruise ship, it's going to be on board. And then if it's more than 7 nights, they do something on shore. It used to be that it was almost always on shore, but they've changed that for various reasons. None of which I think are a reason that you would accept, but for Azamara, it's important. So the Ozamazing evening in the Caribbean, it was great. I wouldn't say it was Ozamazing. It was a steel drum band opened the show, and then a R&B singer, singing group, did the show. And so it wasn't actually even Caribbean. It was, you know, they were singing Tina Turner and, you know, like classic R&B stuff. It was fine. I actually didn't stay for the whole show because there were so many other things to do. And, you know, I'm old and I get tired and I just had a big steak dinner.
I love a good steel drum band though.
Oh yeah, that's for cool. Sure. And it was great. Like it was appropriate for the Caribbean. That's what you know, that's what you do is, that was in St. Martin actually, the night we were in St. Martin. So we were there pretty late, which let them bring on the talent and then have them get off before we, moved on to the next port. So the Ozamazing evening, I think is fantastic. It's a fantastic idea. And obviously in some places it is, you know, really extraordinary. Mm-hmm. they used in Dubrovnik, they have an option to, well, not an option. Sometimes the Oz Amazing Evening is actually in the old city in Dubrovnik. It's a concert in the old, like a classical concert. But when I went, we were on a 7-night cruise, so it was moved on board. So the show was actually on board. And that's the thing too, if it rains or whatever, you know, then whatever you had planned, if it was outdoors, may change to indoors anyway. So, but it is complimentary. It's included. So you're not paying any extra for it. So whatever happens, happens. And then the other thing they have is that they're kind of famous for is their White Night. And it is, just brace yourself. It's dressed all in white.
What?
And it's on deck if possible. It rained, when we were in the Caribbean, so we didn't get to do it on deck. In Croatia, I did get to do it on deck. It's way more fun on deck, way more fun. But they do like a barbecue in the northern sense of the word, where they, you know, grill out, they, you know, they have tables outside and they're cooking. And actually a lot of the crew, like the captain and the officers, are cooking. So it's really fun.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Very intimate. They bring out their dance band, their house performers, and they do dance music. You dance under the stars. So it's just really fun. And of course it looks fantastic because everybody's all in white. So it's got that nice aesthetic. So Virgin Voyages has their Scarlet Night, but Azamara has had their White Night forever. And I really enjoyed it. It was, it was fun, even though we're inside because it was raining. It was definitely fun.
Well, otherwise it would be like wet t-shirt contest on deck. Everybody's wearing white.
Well, and the dancing becomes very dangerous too. So,
true.
You know, yeah. So
yeah,
it was better to do it on board.
That sounds, inside. Yeah, that sounds fun. Was there any other entertainment that you...
No, the entertainers are really good. The cruise director is also an entertainer. And both times we've had very good singers as our cruise director. So he jumps right into the show and then he jumps right out of the show. And and they have singers and dancers, high quality, really high quality singers and dancers. And I'm picky about those things. So it's a small cabaret style theater. So it's pretty intimate. But I think they had four girls and four guys, doing the, so, you know, it's a decent sized cast for that space. And they do different stuff. So one night may be more like classic rock and roll. One night might be more contemporary. It just depends on the ship and the, and what they feel like doing. So
any silent disco?
Yes.
Ooh, really? Yes.
Yes. And your friend, Rachel. Woo, man.
I have a visual.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I love a silent disco.
Yeah, it was super fun. It was really fun. And there was somebody, I don't remember even who told the story, but apparently there was somebody who was on the one color like the whole night, and somebody went up and flipped the switch for them, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, you're magic." Like, they didn't know that there were different channels.
Oh, they didn't know you could do it. Oh, yes. That's funny.
So but it was a great time. Yeah. So, and I will say that I did mention that Azamara tends to track a little bit older, but they are energetic people. So there were people singing and dancing until late in the evening. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But
so you heard, right?
Yeah. Well, I do like to have the option, because there's nights that I might have a little more energy and I want to hang out for a little while longer. And then there's other nights that, 9 o'clock after a full meal and a couple glasses of wine, I'm like, nope, I need my bed. I need to sleep. So I do like that option is there for lively entertainment, because I think that's
exactly.
really fun. Yeah,
exactly.
So.
Yep. So if you are interested in our Japan group, there's going to be information on our website by the time this goes live. So we'd love to have you join us. And I can't wait. It's a 2-week cruise. So and I'm planning on spending a little time in Tokyo before and a little time maybe in Kyoto after if I can.
And that's in 2027, correct?
Yes, April of 2027.
Oh, I was about to ask what month. So
April,
there we go.
April, May. So if you are a cherry blossom person, you should be able to see some cherry.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us,
And be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.